Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. Today is Thursday, the 4th of April. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. Earlier this week, we spoke about our thoughts on fixed income, and we devoted a bit of time on Asian US dollar denominated bonds. Now, how about Asian local currency bonds? Are there any interesting opportunities there? Well, so far this year, the inflow into EM local currency assets has been muted. Investors' involvement in the Asian local currency markets has been moderate versus, say, LATAM and Eastern European local currency markets. Subdued growth in China has weighed on regional growth, except the domestically strong India. And Asian inflation has been contained as a result. In the last rate hiking cycle, Asian central banks did not hike as much as their LATAM and Eastern European peers, implying less potential for rate cuts in Asia. However, interest in Asia would likely pick up when LATAM and Eastern European central banks approach the end of their easing cycles, and when the Fed starts its rate cut cycle, paving the way for Asian central banks to ease as well. The bright spot within the Asian local currency bond space is India. We have an opportunistic buy on Indian local currency bonds on positive outlook for the Indian economy. Now, in an election year, Indian assets tend to be strong. Indian local currency bonds offer an attractive yield premium over the EM peers with a lower historical volatility. The continuation of disinflation could allow the RBI to cut rates later in the year, driving Indian government bond yields lower. We expect the dollar rupee to decline modestly towards 82.40 over the next 12 months, which translates to currency gains for dollar-denominated investors. India's strong forex reserves and improving balance of payment are also likely to be supportive. The looming inclusion of INR bonds in global bond indices is expected to be an additional tailwind for Indian bonds, given that foreign investor participation has been limited in India's large and liquid bond market, driving steady inflows around $20 to $25 billion over the next 12 to 15 months. Now, risks to our view include stubborn inflation causing the RBI to remain hawkish, elevated budget and current account deficits, and RBI bond sales. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details, visit Market Views on the Go on our website or click the link in the description.